Welcome to the Central Assembly Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from our weekend service. We pray that as you listen, you will encounter the life and love of Jesus and be encouraged to experience what we've found to be the best life possible.
Hey. You tell them to stop talking for a second and listen. They don't ever stop talking.
Welcome, right? Everybody.
They just go.
Now I'm going to call on the maturity of the room.
We're going to come back to another spot.
So because if you guys hang with me that way,
when you give little kids, tell them to start talking about stuff.
So that you're not.
Tell them to stop talking for a second and listen.
Still discussing when we're still trying to go over the things.
So somebody will miss their blanks.
Because you guys know somebody
the wrong personality doesn't get all their blanks filled in, so we're going to come back to another spot. So if you guys hang with me that way, so we want to make sure we can help us. So you're not, so help us out that way. If you would, go ahead and grab this handout that's on the table there. Make sure you guys know, if somebody will miss their blanks, there's one for everybody at your table.
The wrong personality doesn't get all their blanks filled in, so they'll start twitching.
Yeah, we've got this ready to go for you, and it's going to draw largely on that free shape test. Test that you want to help us out that way.
If you would, you can go ahead
and
grab this.
How many of you were able to bring your results
handout
with you
that's on the table there?
Make sure you got one of those. There's one for everybody at
your
table.
You got either email or
something like that.
Let us know. But
we had a couple that were turned in.
Yeah, we've got this ready to go for you,
and it's going to draw largely on that free shape test.com.
What we want you to understand is that you are a unique.
As it says,
how many of you were able to bring your results with you?
A unique set of spiritual gifts
from your test.
Heart.
You got
abilities,
email or
personality,
like that,
and experience that
we
God
had a couple
has
that were turned into the office, so we scored them and got them back to
him. Known
so
in ways
those,
and
but,
places that fit your God-given
what we want
shape.
You to understand is that
hey,
you are a
shape
unique,
thing, as we're talking about it. It's an
as
acronym,
it says right on the top page
highlighting
there,
the spiritual gifts,
you are a
heart,
unique
abilities,
set of
spiritual
personal,
gifts,
or excuse
heart,
me, personality and
abilities,
personal experiences as well.
Personality
so
and experience
what we want you to do is discover that.
This test was part of that.
Now, the fun thing about this test is that you cannot fail
your God-given shape.
Right?
Hey, that's
are
what you
God
is all about.
And
it's
that
an acronym,
you can't fail this
and
test.
It's highlighting the spiritual
you don't fail
gifts,
this test. What you do is you just basically you're
kind
of discovering a little bit about what's going on with
well.
You.
So
what we want you
so
to do
you
is
have your results.
That.
You can
this
throw those in those blanks
that.
There.
Now the fun thing about this test is that you cannot fail.
I'm going to put somebody on the spot.
Are you glorifying God in that you can't fail this test?
Oh, hey, Mike.
You don't fail this test. What you do is you just basically you're kind of discovering a little bit about what's going on with you.
So Mike looks like Mike.
So if you have
came up strong
results,
in throw
those
the
areas
those
of evangelism,
there, percentages
of exhortation
gonna,
and encouragement. He's at 90%, 75%, and then pastoring,
the
shepherding.
Uh-oh, watch out.
And 75%.
Oh, hey, Mike, what's up?
That's what you guys are scared about,
how's
right?
Going?
You're like,
so,
oh, no, this
Mike's got his
test
indigenous
is call
format.
Me into the ministry.
So Mike looks like Mike came up strong in the
areas of evangelism.
So my exhortation
do you see
and encouragement,
that as,
he's at 90%,
like
75%.
Those things, do you see that as
shepherding?
Basically,
out.
You can nod your head
and
75%.
Yeah, that's me.
That's what you guys are scared about,
doing,
right? Because
like, oh,
you
no,
can see that
your life
in evangelism, what God's done in your life.
You have to be a pastor.
You can see that being played out in the decisions.
So
what
that's
this
is not prescribing for you.
So
this is not telling
you
what you
have to
do.
This is telling you what you
those things, do you see that as basically, yeah, you can nod your head.
That makes sense? It's identifying what you are. Now, if you have trouble being honest,
the
test
your life of evangelism, what God's done in your life, you can see that being played out.
You're
going to
get
decisions.
Some skewed
so
answers.
What this
like,
is, this is not prescribing
oh, bless
for
God,
you. This
I witnessed to everyone
you
I ever meet.
This is
then
telling
you're
you what
high
you
are high in evangelism, and you're going to be like,
well, I'm not an evangelist because you didn't.
You are honest
identifying
it, right?
What you are.
So
now,
if you good to take
if
the test,
trouble
with
being honest
on tests,
just be genuine about it. And what it's doing is it's giving you an idea to go on.
You're
going to
get some skewed answers.
You found out about you.
Oh, bless God, I witnessed to everyone I ever meet.
Then you're going to score high in evangelism, and you're going to be like, well, I'm not an evangelist because you weren't honest about it, right?
So it's good to take the test with open
I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know if you guys are watching the video.
And
we started
what it's
it
doing
up,
is it's giving you
I
an
pulled
idea.
Some video
who would
and
like to share the stuff that you found
and,
out about you?
Some stuff from
on yours.
Stuff
we've been
doing
this last year,
on
basically. And
every group shot, Tammy was in it.
She's serving, man, right? She's there. She just got involved, just became a member, but she's in all those
glad
shots.
Glad you brought that up.
In fact,
I don't know
I
if you guys are
right
watching the video
when we started it up,
because I think you're in the
I
same spot of
video
every
and
picture.
Pictures.
She just gets in the same
and,
spot every
and
time.
Some stuff from the stuff
anyway,
we've been doing
but,
this
she's
last
finding
year,
her
basically.
Role. She's finding an
and
opportunity to
every
serve.
Every group shot.
And that speaks to her.
Tammy was
and
in
so
it.
Her test is going
to
say, yeah,
she's
you're
serving, man, right? She's there. She just got involved,
just
became
a
member, but she's
in
all those shots.
And so that's helping you identify
I think she's a right front row person.
Because
I think you're in the same spot of every picture.
I've talked to some other people about their scores. course.
But anyway, and they showed up where they were. She's finding her role. She's finding an opportunity to serve. And that speaks to her.
Prophecy.
And so her test is going to say,
yeah, you're high in serving.
That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stand up
and speak the future all the time.
So that you can capitalize on it.
What that tends to mean is it's a little more along the lines of
I've talked to some other people who are confident or you have deep convictions.
They showed up where they were afraid to voice
them. They were high in prophecy.
And they were like,
right?
And you're willing to speak that out. But based on the truth of the Word of God,
and so you'll mean that you have to stand up and speak the
future. Maybe others would be kind of like, I don't know.
What that tends to mean is it's a little more along the lines of
personality has a lot to do with
this
as well.
You are confident and you have deep convictions and you're not afraid.
Your personality will affect the way you take this test.
Right? And you're willing to speak that out.
Pastor Moran,
based on the truth of the Word of God.
And
so you'll speak that truth out.
He is an all
or nothing
person.
Others would be kind of like, all right,
I don't know. I'll just
so if you cooked a meal for him today,
his personality
has a lot to do with it.
The best meal he's ever had,
or it's
not
the worst meal he's ever tasted.
It has a lot of overlap.
Right? There's no in between
will affect
the way you take this
test.
Right? That's his personality.
So when he takes that test,
and it's got five options going across the way,
he's
going to be
all or nothing
all the way one end to the other. He's never going to go.
So if you cooked a meal for him today,
you like the word man.
Best meal he's ever had, or it's the worst meal he's ever tasted. Right?
There's no in between.
He doesn't ever do the middle of
the
scale. He's always like one into the
other. That's his personality.
So when he
just recognizes your personality,
it's got five options going across the way.
Some of
you
may have not scored
all the way one into the other.
He's never going to go meh.
You might have been
you were all like right around 40s, 50s, 60s, right in that range.
And that's because
he doesn't ever do the middle of the scale. He's always like one into the other.
It's not wrong.
So just recognize your personality is going to affect some
you're
of those numbers.
Wrong.
Some of you may have not scored 90%
in anything.
Right? It's all right.
But what we want to do with this process
is
we want to
get
you
a chance
40s,
50s,
to see what you've
right
got there. So
range.
If you filled some of those in,
and that's because
you're
identifying
those things
that are really
high.
Gives it that way.
It's
so you
not
can capitalize
wrong.
On them.
Look at the person next to you.
Now,
nudge them and
if
say,
you're really
you're
a go-getter type of personality,
okay?
You might
so
want to identify
right?
what those low ones
right.
are. So you
but
can
what we want to do with this
at
process
those.
Is we want to get you a chance to
you might
to
even
see
explore
what
that.
You got there. So if you fill
nope,
some of those in,
not me.
The big deal is to identify those things that are really
the older I get, the more I'm like
so you can capitalize on
I scored. I'll share you with you
if you're really
I scored a 31%
type of personality.
You might want to identify what those low ones are so you can get better at those.
It's just
you
a load
because
you might just say,
just
nope,
my personality, how
me.
I view things. If there's a
right
and a wrong, and there's a rule, then
the older I get,
shut up
the more
and do
I'm
the
like
rule,
that,
right?
I scored.
Get to
I'll
it.
Share you with
now,
you,
I think
with
interpersonally,
you guys,
I scored a 31% in mercy.
I tend to respond in a healthy
like,
way
know,
when
Pastor,
things are going
know,
wrong
right?
that way. But by and large,
it
yeah,
is just
that's
a
low
because
just
my personality, how I view things. If there's a right and a wrong, and there's a rule, then just
shut up and do the rule, right?
Shut up and
get to it.
So
now I think
that's where we are.
Probably more merciful.
Rick and I both. I was we're high in administration
to respond
in a healthy way when things are going
wrong. Teaching as well.
Go figure.
By and large, yeah. That's
so,
not a
so those things.
That,
Rick
and
so
I
let's talk
that.
About
we
this real quick.
Exact
I got a couple
same,
teaching
we?
Points I want to
yeah,
give
we're
you
the same way. So
before
God
you get into
children,
discussion
right?
about this, okay?
Just
and here's the start
anyway,
of this teaching
so,
point. You got a
so
couple
that,
slides
that's
to help
where we
out,
are.
Rebecca.
But then Brick and I both.
This information
I was, we're high in
is not a prescription or a diagnosis. Okay.
And,
so don't feel like you went to the doctor
well.
And he told
go figure,
you something's
right?
wrong with you.
So those things
that's
that,
not what
so
this
let's
is.
Talk about this real
they
quick.
Are
I got
simply
a
results
I
based
you.
On
before
you
get into
you.
Discussion about this. Okay,
that's all it is. They're just results
here's the,
based
the start
on
of this
so,
teaching point.
So
you
answered the questions,
to help me out there,
and they produce
this information
numbers,
is not
so
a prescription or a diagnosis.
To look at,
okay,
you've got some.
So don't feel like you went to the doctor and he told
you
something's wrong with you
on those results.
That's not what this is.
Second thing,
they are simply results based
on
to breathe.
On this
that's all it is.
Plane.
It's just results based on you. So
that's something
so you answered
that,
the questions.
Our Wednesday
and
night
produces,
series
that
some
we're
numbers,
doing the same topic.
So you've just
got
some results to look
that,
at. So
Louis Giglio mentioned
some numbers
and I love
to figure
the way
on, and
you can start acting
this
on
might
those
be,
results. Okay.
This might be
second
a little
thing I
want to
mention
in your life
right
now.
Be encouraged to breathe.
Right? Just barely a match
this flame.
Right? Or
that's something
it might just
that,
be a very barely
glowing
ember
of something
that we're doing the
but
same
if you
topic,
breathe
the same
on that,
direction.
If you can recognize that,
Louis Giglio
yes,
mentioned,
I do
and I love
a
the way he
likes
to
teach. I'm strong in teaching.
This
maybe
might be,
I should,
maybe
I should
this
step
might
into
be a
that
little
spark
bit. I should breathe
in your life
on
right
that
and watch it come
right?
to
just
life.
Barely a match. Okay?
Right?
So that's what we're encouraging.
It might just
do
is very, barely glowing ember of something.
Something that
but
you
if you
see a high
breathe
score
on
in,
that, if you can
then,
recognize
then breathe
that,
on that thing
yes,
a little bit and watch how God opens up
doors
to teach.
I'm
strong
in teaching.
Maybe I should,
because
maybe
it's
I should
likely
step into that
a
little
bit.
I should breathe on that and administer.
Does that make sense?
Come to life.
So breathe okay. at her. Look at, so that's what we're encouraging you to do is to be encouraged
table,
to breathe on this. If there's something that you
that
see a high score in,
how much coffee you had this
then
morning,
breathe
so.
On that thing a little bit and watch how God opens
breath?
Up doors for you to make that
enjoy
flourish.
Coffee breath, like when people have
because
coffee
it's likely
too.
Something he wants you to Molly's use like, for yeah. the kingdom and administer. Does that make sense? Okay, so breathe on it.
Right,
so breathe on that a little bit. If God's
well,
showing you something there,
the
then I encourage you to breathe on it.
Might
Pastor,
get
how can I breathe
how
on it?
Coffee you had this
look
morning,
for some
so.
Opportunities.
Does anyone enjoy
lean
coffee
into that.
Breath?
Be aware of it.
Earth enjoy coffee
so that you can
like
start taking steps
breath?
That direction. It'll be helpful
like,
for you to work that out, okay? The last thing is consider possibilities.
All right, so breathe
not
on that a little bit.
Jobs
if God's
and
showing
titles.
You something there, then I encourage
that's
you
where
to tend
to
get
to breathe
into
on
trouble,
Pastor,
right?
How can I breathe
especially
on
in church world.
Look for some opportunity.
If you're
going to
get
lean into that. Be aware
you're
of
get
it.
This test and you get
so
this
you
thing
can start
that says
taking steps that direction.
Or you're in evangelism,
you're high in
you
evangelism.
Work that out, okay?
Well, I guess
last
that means
thing
I have to
go witness to everybody and that's what I'm
going
to have to be an evangelist and we're going to have to give altar
calls
everywhere I go.
And we start putting job titles.
That's where we tend to get into trouble, right?
Especially in church world.
Recognizing that God
wants
to use you in whatever you're doing.
You're
going to
get this test and you get this thing that says you're
okay,
so not
he might not be calling you to a job title.
He might
well,
just be making you
to go
aware
of everybody
and
that's
a personal ability
to be an evangelist.
Gift
we're going to have to give altar
calls
everywhere
no
I go.
And
we start putting job titles
or what your vocation
on that. And
instead
so you might not be
recognizing that God wants
message,
to use you
but you
in
can
whatever
still be
you're doing.
The evangelist who's sharing their faith with somebody
okay,
in the grocery
store. He might not be calling you to a job title.
Right?
He might just be making you aware of a personal ability to
use your gift of administration
working in the office. Go figure. That makes perfect sense, right?
What your vocation. So you might not be upfront
preaching
those a message,
and also
but you can still be
how
the evangelist who's sharing their faith
gift,
with somebody in the grocery store.
Where I'm at,
right?
Based on who I am, how
can
I
still
walk
be
this
the,
out
you
so
can
God
still be
can
the,
do something the, through
use
me
your gift of
the
administration
kingdom.
Working
sense,
in the
anybody?
Office. Go figure. That makes
possibilities,
perfect sense,
not
right?
just job titles, not just
so
not just those
breathe on those things
roles,
and
serving. Everybody loves to be a servant.
How can God
especially
use
if you have a personality that doesn't want to be in front of people or public speaking, right?
Based on who
so
I
like
am,
serving.
How can
I'll just
I walk
stay in
this
back.
Out, and
sweet.
So
I'll
God can do something
and
through me?
And all of a sudden, when your friends aren't serving right like you,
possibilities, not just job titles. Not
somebody's
just,
not putting
not
the chairs away like
particular
you.
Role.
Serving,
want
everybody
to be
loves
done.
To be a servant. Or,
then all of a sudden,
especially
this,
if you have a personality,
this administration rises
doesn't
up
want to
in
be
you.
In front of people in public speaking.
But you didn't know it was there. You just like to serve. But there's a
right
way
and
a wrong way to do
this.
All of a sudden, you're administrative.
All of a sudden, when your friends aren't serving right like you,
step into those moments and look for opportunities to do those.
Somebody's not putting the chairs away like.
Like
you
do,
want them to be
us.
Done?
These are
then all
gifts.
Of a sudden this administration
okay,
rises
let's not
up
lose
in
sight
you.
Of this. These are spiritual,
but you didn't know it was
gifts.
There. You just
like
to serve, but there's
are,
a right way and a wrong way to do
that
this.
God is offering
all of a sudden your administrative
so
gift
we can
is
do
flourishing.
Something
so
for the kingdom.
We can step into those moments and look for opportunities
lasting.
To do
okay?
those things that
so,
God is calling.
With those
us to
things
do,
in mind, here's what we're
going to
do: is we're going to take a few minutes and let you discuss around the tables. I know I picked out a couple people.
These are
thank you for helping me do that.
But
we're
going to
go around the tables and you guys can share a little bit of what you found out about
giving us, so that we can
so maybe share a little bit of where your scores. Were high, where your scores maybe
okay.
were low, or whatever you want to
so,
talk about that
with
way.
With those
but
things
then,
in mind, here's
what
we
want
you to do:
is going
to
take a few minutes,
go through a couple
and let
of those
questions
around
the
bottom
table.
Half
and
I picked on a couple
there,
people,
okay?
and
so you guys
can
work that out
that.
Together.
You
can
but we're
going to
go around
answer,
tables, and you guys can share a little bit of what you found out about
yourself,
about that, and what
God
can do.
So maybe
share a little bit of where your scores were high.
And
where your scores maybe were low or whatever you want
to talk
about that way. But then what we want you to do is
go
through a couple of those questions on the bottom of half of the page there, okay?
Now
you guys can work that out
together.
You can write down your answer.
Our materials.
Then take some turns around the table,
right?
Share
so
you
can take this, get
about
your pen
that
ready.
And what God can do.
And we're about to go to town. You guys ready for this?
Just a few minutes, and then we'll call things
to break it down. We're
going to
have
a teaching session, and then we're going
to
talk. And then we're going to have another teaching session, then we're going to talk, and then we're going to worship the Lord to end the service.
Now
it's
we're going
happen.
To get back
right?
into
so, be
our
ready,
materials.
Here we go. Ready, set.
All right.
The Bible
so you can take
uses
this,
the term heart to
ready.
Represent the center of
your
motivation,
you guys ready
desires,
for this?
And inclinations.
Just to break it down,
so
we're going to have
scripture,
a teaching
heart,
session, and then we're going to talk.
Necessarily.
We're
going to
have another teaching session, and we're going to talk, and then we're going to worship the Lord to end the
thing
in your physical body.
It's
right?
talking about
so,
what your passion is.
Be ready.
About.
Here we go. Ready, set.
Where your
Bible
desires
uses
are.
The
what term heart
you,
to represent the center of your motivation.
I could bring up a topic
desire,
of gardening
and inclinations.
And several of you'd be like, so in the scripture
no,
when it
talking.
Says heart, it's not
yeah,
necessarily
what do we got,
talking
Pastor?
About.
Green beans or
the blood pumping thing in
asparagus?
Your physical body. It's talking about
what
you're
you
passionate
like
about.
Flowers.
It's talking about where your desires are and what motivates you, what moves you.
Nobody
I could bring up a topic of gardening and several of you.
Tomatoes.
No, tomato. You mean
talking.
Squirrel food.
Yeah.
Right?
What do we
that's
got,
what squirrel, that's what tomatoes
green
are. Those squirrel food.
They
are.
Just eat all your tomatoes. Right. All right.
Asparagus.
Nobody grows their own peppers.
What else do you like to garden?
Flowers.
Nobody?
Okay, gardening was the worst possible.
Gardeners in the building?
How about swimming? You talk about swimming, you're like, oh man, put me in a pool. I'm tomatoes.
All right, Charles is happy.
Tomato.
About
you mean squirrel
so
food?
You've got a heart. You've got a passion
right?
about
that's
some squirrel.
That's what tomatoes are. They're squirrel food.
You've got desires and interests that
nobody grows
that
their own
are
peppers.
Easily peaked. Where others, I'd have to
nobody
figure out how to get you.
Okay,
into
gardening
the conversation.
Was the worst possible.
Those topics you would invite yourself
about swimming.
To that conversation.
Talk about swimming. You're like, oh man, put me in a pool. I'm part fish.
All right, Charles.
The scripture gives us some examples there.
You've got a heart. You've got a passion about
my heart. Determines. Here's what your heart determines.
You've got a desire and interests
that
are easily peaked, where others I'd have to figure
because
out
of the abundance
of the
heart.
Those topics you would invite
speaks,
yourself
right?
to that
whatever you're overflowing
right?
with. That's
those
what you talk
issues.
About.
And so
if you won, you won that McDonald's
there, but trick or treat thing that they're doing
my
with
heart
the game determines. Here's what your heart determines.
And if you won like $10,000 yesterday, you'd have told somebody.
Would
you? You'd be like,
because out of the abundance of the heart.
Now, Inez might not have
the
told
mouth
Bob,
speaks,
but
right?
you know, whatever you're
she's
overflowing
tell somebody.
With, that's what you talk about.
Right?
If you won,
so, yeah,
you won
out of the
McDonald's
abundance of the heart,
whatever,
you're
full of,
whatever
you're with
passionate
the game
about, Mike,
and
you're
if
just
you
won
like
$10,000
right?
yesterday, you'd have told
yep,
somebody,
he just
wouldn't
can't,
you?
He's so passionate about it, he wears it on the outside.
Guess what?
Now,
right?
Inez might not have told Bob, but anyway. She's going to tell somebody.
So, whatever you, so why right? I say the things I do
so,
is because my
yeah,
heart, that's what I'm
out of the
full
abundance
of
the heart,
over,
whatever you're full
of,
whatever you're passionate
about,
Mike,
talk about fishing,
you're just going to be
like
talking
fish.
About all the time, right?
Start talking about yep, fishing,
Harold's
like, let's talk.
He's so you're passionate about it, he wears
let's
it
go.
On the outside.
Just, right?
So that's
right?
talk, why you say the things Jeez, you do.
Okay.
Also, it's going to help you why you feel the way you do.
So why I say the things I do is because my heart,
you're
going to
have
those emotions about things
is
because your heart is wound up
about
that.
Harold's
going to start talking
about
Brooke, I'm all over that conversation.
Start talking about fishing, Harold's like, let's talk.
I like her.
Where you going?
Let's
go.
I'm wound up in that. My heart is in that.
Why you say the things
you
do.
If
you
talk
bad about Brooke,
then I'm going to feel a certain way about you.
You're going to have those emotions about things,
right?
Because your heart is
because
wound up
my
about
heart
that.
And my passion.
If you start talking about,
you
Brooke,
start talking
I'm
good about Brooke,
I'm going to feel a certain way about you, right?
Because I like her.
For those
right?
of you maybe new,
I'm
Brooke
wound
is my
up
wife.
In that.
So anyway,
my heart is
so
in that, and so if
you,
that's
if you
talk
because
bad about
my
Brooke,
heart, that's
then I'm
going to
feel a certain way about you.
The feeling is tied in there, all right? Then also
right?
why I act the way
because
I do.
Because of my heart
it's
and
gonna,
my passion.
It's going to move me to
you
action.
You start talking good about Brooke,
gonna,
I'm going to feel
respond.
A certain way about you,
because
right?
my heart is involved in that, okay? So your heart
you
is,
maybe
a,
new,
is a big
my
factor.
So
it's
anyway,
nice to know
so
what your gifts are. It's nice
that's
going to
happen
because
your
it's, tendencies
my
are.
Heart, that's going to dictate
how I feel because that's where I'm at.
The feeling
is
tied in there,
all right?
And
then also
recognize
that your
heart is the
real you. It's going to move me to action.
You.
I'm going to respond. Because my heart
okay.
is involved
now,
in that.
I get
okay?
conflicted
so
on this teaching
a
little
big factor
because
it's
I
nice
also
to know
what
your
gifts
are.
The Bible
it's
says
nice
the heart
your
is deceitfully wicked.
Tendencies are, but
right?
then
so your heart will often be very selfish.
You're just passionate about those things.
Right?
You will look
and
out for yourself
to more than
others because
of your heart a lot of times.
Is the real, especially us men, moms, the maternal thing kind of kicks in. Okay?
Now,
I get conflicted on this teaching a little bit because I also know that
the guys are like, I'm
the Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked.
So we can tend to be a little selfish
if we just follow our heart.
This isn't a Disney
right?
message.
You will
where
look
you just
out for yourself
your
more than others
because
your heart
can
heart
mislead you
times.
At times. Okay,
especially
as
only
men,
factor,
moms, the maternal thing
but it's an important
in,
factor.
You know, and I'll take
to
my
realize.
Babies.
I've
you
worked
know,
with people on a project
that
they
cared about.
I'm hungry. You know, whatever. So,
and I have also worked with people on
so
a project that they did not care about.
If we just follow our heart,
this isn't a Disney message.
Different world.
Just follow your heart because.
Your heart
you
can
get
mislead
you
people
at
that
times,
don't
okay?
care anything
it's
about what
the
you're
only
doing.
Factor,
it's just like
but it's an
it's
important
like hard
factor.
Work.
It's
to miserable
realize.
And nobody's
I've
having
worked
fun
with people
and
on a project
awful.
That
this
they cared about.
Pastor Steve, why
and
did
I also worked with people on
a project that they did not care about.
I remember that back in the day.
And those are two whole different worlds
just get thrown at each other instead of getting put
you
in
get around
bins,
a group of
right?
people that don't
and,
care
and,
anything
and
about what you're doing
and
the project
like
suffers because we're
it's
just not into
work.
It. We don't care.
It's miserable and
we
nobody's having
care.
Fun and the weather's awful.
Right?
And this is just
but
miserable.
You get a group of people that care about
Steve,
the
why
project.
Why are we
going to
pick up these stupid walnuts? I don't
that whole atmosphere is different.
I remember that back in the day.
There's productivity. There's excitement. There's energy.
Thrown at each other.
There's fulfillment
getting
in
put
that
in
the bins, right?
Care about those things.
And work
your heart is the real you.
Suffers because
why has God given each
care.
Person
we
a
just
unique
don't care.
Heartbeat?
Right?
But you get a group of people that care about the project.
Why do you
all
think
of a sudden,
that is?
That whole
just
atmosphere
that.
Is different,
question,
isn't it?
For the moment.
There's productivity, there's excitement, there's energy.
But why do you think
that
God has given each of us a unique
so,
heart? Your heart is the real you now.
Set
why has
that
God
we're
given
about
each person
about? Some of those
a
things
unique
are instilled in you
heartbeat.
By your family?
Right?
Why do you think that is?
If you grew up in
just
Europe, you would
that.
Watch the football that you
the
kick
and
more than the football that you throw.
But why do you think that God has given each of us a unique,
more so than American style football,
a specific set of things that we're passionate about, that we care about? Some of those things,
some of those things are going to be by your family,
environment, and stuff that you're around a lot and used to. But also,
if you grew up in Europe, you would watch the football that you kick
more than the football that you throw.
You're going to begin to notice your gravitation towards
certain things. That's what they're into more so than American style football.
Fulfilling to you.
That's where your heartbeat
is going to be identified.
And when you identify that,
then you can pursue being fulfilled through that.
But also, other things,
you're just going to identify as you
is into dealing drugs.
You're going
to
begin
telling you your heart is deceitful and wicked,
and you got
to
just put that under the blood of Jesus,
they're just fulfilling to you.
Right?
That's where your heart
is. This isn't the final factor, but it is.
And when you identify that
factor,
then you can pursue being
fulfilled.
It's
important to identify
your heartbeat and how God has created you
to serve.
Is into dealing
drugs.
I'm going to unleash you on discussion.
I'm just telling you your heart is deceitful.
Here's how we'll do this.
You got to just put that in
the bottom half. It starts off with three things I love to do to bring fulfillment.
This isn't the final factor, but it is a key
to not talk.
To understand.
For about two minutes,
it's important to identify
and just
your
fill this out
and how God has created you.
Can everybody
to serve.
Handle that?
So here's what we're going to do.
No discussion
on discussion.
Just fill out
just
the rest
of
this
page.
And here's how we'll do this page.
Okay?
You see the bottom half.
The rest of page
starts
six,
off with three things I love to do.
Then I'm
going to
give you a chance to verbalize that out with the group.
I'm
going to
ask you
some answers.
To not talk.
So take about 1 or 2 minutes.
For about 2 minutes.
Through that page. Work
through that. Fill this out.
We'll unleash you guys.
Okay.
On
can everybody handle
that?
Go ahead.
So no discussion, just fill out the rest of this page. You're on page six, okay? So just fill out the rest of page six, and then I'm going
to
give you a chance to verbalize that out with the group around you and share some answers.
Everything that you are.
All right? So take about 1 or 2 minutes,
fill
through that page, work through that, and then we'll unleash you guys on discussing
that
part. Go ahead.
All right. So hopefully you've had time to get through those questions and circle some things that you liked and mark a few from that list that trigger a passion in you, identify some of that. So go ahead now, and they're going
to
reset the timer to 5 minutes.
You are.
You guys good there?
Your soul's right in the middle.
They're going to give you 5 minutes to walk this out as a table and discuss through your answers on what you're passionate about, what your heart's into.
So hopefully you've had time to get through
those questions. And there's no wrong answers here, right?
That you liked and
just because you're into it doesn't mean everybody else at your table is.
Identify some of that. So go ahead now.
Just because they're into something that you don't like doesn't mean 5 minutes.
Correct?
You guys good there?
Correct, church?
We're going to give you 5 minutes to walk this out as a table and discuss your answers on what
you're engaged in,
what you're passionate about, what your heart's
into. A little bit.
And there's no wrong answers here, right?
All
just because you're into it doesn't mean everybody else
is
kind of
wrapping
is.
Up there.
Or just because they're into something that you don't like doesn't
wrapping
mean it's
up
wrong.
The area of discussion
correct?
On the heart.
Correct,
now you notice
church?
This kind of ties directly.
Right.
Okay,
those of you
who
right,
did the
thanks.
Online test,
right, go ahead and
you probably see this is exactly kind of how it progresses
out
a little bit.
Trying to
tell each other what you
so
like
no,
to do.
No mysteries there.
All right.
We had a nice discussion.
This kind
of
wrapping
up
there.
Table that just kind of highlighted this.
Wrapping up the area of discussion
there was a
on the heart.
Kind of quiet and
now you
and
notice this
kind
of ties directly.
On,
those of you who did the online
and
test,
we mentioned
probably
something
that
this
is exactly
kind of how
it progressed for
them.
What we're trying to do,
and then they like leaned in.
No mysteries there.
Started talking.
But ideally, like
we had a nice
exactly how God uses the
things you're passionate about.
Table that
and the things that you
care
about.
To involve you in other
there was
people's
a person
lives.
Who was kind of
exactly
quiet
how it works.
And
so thanks for being willing to do that
on, just
and working with us that
and
way.
So it's important to identify the things that
was,
you
that
care
was a heartbeat
about
for them
because those are going to be
like
easy
in,
strong suits
and
for you to flourish
and sharing. And I was like,
ministry.
See, that's exactly how
it's
God uses
spots
the things
you're passionate
into
about
naturally
and
comfortably.
The things that you care about
instead of trying
to involve you
in
other people's lives.
I am not involving myself in a fishing conversation.
And
I don't fish.
That way.
So it's
like
important to identify the things that you care about
every 20 years
because
or
those
so.
Are going to be easy, strong
okay,
suits
that's
for kind of
how it is for me.
And that's okay for
ministry.
Me because that's where
it's
my heart beats at.
You
got mad at me because of it.
That's okay because he likes to fish.
Instead of
that's
trying
all right,
to force your way into it.
Okay?
I am not involved in
recognize those things. If you can identify what you really care about, what you really passionate about,
then you're going to be able to recognize that
years
quicker,
or so.
And you're going to be able to leverage
okay,
it for kingdom
how it is
work
for me, and that's okay
later.
For me because that's where my heart beats
so
at.
When you're in a conversation,
you hear that
it.
You
that's
can
okay,
bring something
like
the table,
but that's
that,
all right.
That is
we're
useful
friends.
That connects
okay?
to the people.
But recognize
in that
those things
that
if you can
identify
what you really care about, what
your
heart passionate
about. Now let's flip the page to abilities.
Then you're going to be able to recognize that
quicker.
One of the most common excuses people give for
not getting involved in ministries is that I don't have any talent.
So when you're in a conversation, you hear that you can bring something to the table,
Pastor.
That is useful, that connects
to the
people
true.
In that arena.
You
it's
have
important
talents.
To identify those things. So
you have skills,
that's enough
you
for
have abilities,
you have things that
just
abilities.
Come naturally and easily
abilities,
for you.
Abilities, all
some
right?
Of those
one of
the
things
most common
excuses
people
some
give
of those
for
things you may
not
getting
have
involved
ever
in ministries
yet.
Is that I don't have any talents to offer, Pastor.
Do you realize
that? I can't do that, Pastor.
Well, Pastor, when am I supposed to try
and
that?
It's well, just that's not true.
Between you and Jesus,
you have
and
talents.
The serving opportunities that
you
we
have
offer,
skills,
but there's a lot
you
of
have
opportunities,
abilities,
you have things that
to
just
get
come
involved
naturally
in the
showcase
of
skill set.
Some of those things you know about.
Sometimes I've talked
some
about
those
this
things
before.
You may not
sometimes
have ever
those
even
are things
tried
that
yet.
You just can't leave well enough alone.
Do you realize
when
that?
You walk in and stuff's
Pastor,
out of, if you're an organization
well,
person
between you
and
Jesus,
there's a cluttery mess
and
on something,
the
opportunities
start
that we offer,
right?
But there's a lot of opportunities.
You just can't help it. You just start
to
doing
get involved
that.
In the showcase of skill set.
You walk by
or
and there's trash laying next
sometimes
to a trash can.
How many people have trouble leaving
sometimes
that on the
those
ground.
Are things
anybody?
That you just can't
and
leave
just
well enough alone.
Put it in, right?
So you just walk in and stuff's out of, if you're an organization person,
it's a combination of
cluttery mess on something, you just start straightening, right?
With a need.
You just can't help it. You just start,
and you start
doing
serving
that.
In that way
it's
and making that
happen.
So the
you
key
walk
is
by and there's trash laying next to a trash can. How many people have trouble
right
leaving that on the ground?
Ministry.
Just
if there's a person that's
in,
a kid
right?
person,
so
we want
so
to
you,
work
you
with
just
our
have
kids.
This, and you're like, well, Pastor, that's
kids
not a
light
or
up
ability.
And smile
well,
and
it's
giggle
a combination
everything
of an availableness.
We want you playing and working with our kids.
With a need.
If kids run away,
and you start
don't
serving
go to our
in
kids
that
area.
Way and that happen. So the key is matching
right?
your abilities.
Jim
with
has problems
right
with kids coming up and sitting
ministry.
On his lap every time he wears his
if
red
there's
sweatsuit
a person that's
to
a
the
kid
mall.
Person, then we want you working with our kids.
Right?
If kids light up
and recognize
and giggle
that you have certain
you
abilities that are natural and easy
kids.
For you,
you
need
to flourish
if kids run away,
and
don't
and
go to our kids' area.
With the right ministry.
If you're
right?
waiting for your skill to
Jim
tell
has
you
problems with kids
that
coming
you have
up and
to go
on
to
his lap
every
time
thing,
he wears his red
it might be a long time until that happens.
Right?
Because you're
so recognize that you have certain abilities that are natural and easy.
But what
you
need to do
is
identify
those
that you are aware of
and match
those
up with the right
ministry.
If you're waiting for your skill to tell
Mike Sartain,
you that you have to go do a certain
this last
church
week,
thing, it might be a
he
long
was working,
time
he,
until
he
that happens.
He had an idea. We have a
right?
room downstairs that's not being used, and we have a room downstairs
a
that's being
sometimes
overused
speak
with stuff.
You.
But
and
what
Mike
you
said,
hey,
is
identify
make
those
a
if
closet.
You are aware of them.
I'm going to take care of it, and I'm going to do
that.
Can be useful. Couple of examples.
Glory, right?
Mike Sartain.
And the cleaning crew said, just this last
amen,
week.
Amen, right?
So
he
was
working,
he
used
what
his
availability
was,
what
his
room downstairs is not being used, and we have a room downstairs that's being overused.
When he pulled all that stuff out of the furnace room,
Mike said, hey, how about we make this a cleaning closet?
Where it was going to go.
I'm going to take care of it, and I'm going to do that.
It filled both hallways downstairs.
It was just everywhere,
glory, right?
He said, if you go down
there,
don't
freak
out,
Pastor,
because it's all over the
place.
Amen,
right?
So he took
and
he used what
his
availability
was,
organized
it,
and then put
stuff
back in
place
so it's functional
now.
He used
his
skills
and abilities. Now, when he pulled
all that stuff out of
the
furnace room, I didn't
know use our facility right.
Where it was going to go.
Jim Hubbard.
It like filled both hallways
downstairs. He's got a background in electronics.
Everywhere.
Electricity.
He said, if you go down there, don't freak out, Pastor,
lightning,
it's all over the place.
So he's done a wiring.
So he spread all that stuff out, organized it, and then put stuff back in place
so it's functional now. He used his
skills. So guess what? We're wiring and rewiring
our
new Connect Center.
Jim Hubbard.
Area. Well, guess what?
Here.
He's
got
a background in electronics.
So
electricity.
The week.
He's electric,
working
man.
On that
he's lightning.
Us.
Okay.
He's using
so
his skills
done,
and abilities to help
wiring
us do what
a,
we can't.
What's the word?
We've got an electrician on our team.
I said, okay, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Right. Thank God.
Because of
so guess what? We're wiring
and rewiring our new Connect Center
somewhere in the floor over there. Okay.
He's over here helping us do that.
So we need to have somebody who knows what they're doing in that area.
He's using his
Pastor
skills
Jerry,
and abilities to help us do
Pastor
what
Jerry
we can.
Jerry is the Swiss Army knife of
we've
ministry.
Got an electrician on our team.
He's
right?
incredible.
Thank God, because if not, Pastor
and
Jerry
and
I would
be
and
dead.
Shake his head like he humbly does. That's
he'd be
fine.
Crispy critters
there's
somewhere
else
you
in the
do
floor over
there.
Okay?
Like that. But when
we've
need
wrong,
kids ministry,
so we need
guess what he
knows
does?
What they're doing in that area.
Kids ministry.
Pastor
we needed Jerry's
ministry
speaking
a couple
Pastor
years
Jerry.
Ago. Guess
Pastor
what he did?
Jerry is the Swiss Army knife of ministry.
We needed help on this team. God said Jerry.
He's incredible.
Yes, sir.
And he should smile and just
Swiss
shake his head
knife.
Like he
humbly does.
That's fine.
He can build a wall. He
can
tear it down.
He can
break
it again.
He
can
fix
it.
He
can
but when we
need
to do this
ministry,
guess what
he
does?
God's given him those skills
kids ministry.
And
we needed youth ministry a couple years ago. Guess what he did?
He is using
youth ministry.
We needed
God
help on
that.
This team. God said, Jerry,
now you need
said,
to
yes,
identify,
sir.
And I need to identify what it is that my
Swiss
abilities
Army knife.
Man,
are.
He can build a wall.
So
he can tear it down. He can break it again.
Purposes.
He can fix it. He can fix that.
And
he
it might not
this.
Be directly
preach.
Kingdom
teach,
in your mindset.
God's
that's
given
the
him those skills
part.
And abilities,
like,
and he's
Pastor,
using them.
How in the world does construction
he is using
or electrician
those things. Praise God for
or
that.
Organizing things? How
now
does
you
do that?
Need to identify,
work,
and I need to identify what it is that my abilities
times.
Are.
Because other individuals
so that I can begin
might
to
see you
flourishing in your
purposes.
Gift and say, man, you're really
and
good at that.
And it might
that.
Not be directly kingdom
can you come
in
help
your
me
mindset.
With that?
That's the danger.
Never
do that,
part.
Pastor Jerry?
You're like, well, Pastor, this doesn't... How in the world does
construction
or electrician
or organizing? Hey, you're really good at that. Can you come help me with that? And you say, sure, I'll be glad to. Because God's given
how does any of that do
kingdom work? Because the church has need of those things at times.
Right?
Because other individuals
God has allowed
might
me to
see
do
you flourishing
really
well, in your
gift.
So I'm
going to
do this
you're really good
at that.
Of God.
And whatever it is you're
that?
Doing, you're doing that
never
for the glory
that,
of God.
Jerry?
So matching it up. Five misconceptions.
Hey, you're really good at that. Can you come help me with that? And you say, sure, I'll be glad to. Because God's given me
this
ability.
Number one, nobody's born with skills. They are learned through experience.
God has allowed me to do this really
well.
So I'm going to do this for the glory of God.
Now, not
whatever
everything
it is
given
you're doing,
you
you're doing
that
for the
but
glory of God.
There are some things
so
that are just natural
five
misconceptions
every
about
child,
abilities. Let's walk through these
especially
really
every male
child
this born in the Kansas
one,
City area.
Nobody's born with skills.
They're
3 to 5 years
old.
Their father is certain that their kid has a really great arm. Now, not everything
right?
is given to you fully
oh,
that way,
great
but
arm.
There are some things that
dude,
are just
throw,
natural
man, just
for you. Every
great,
child,
right.
we're just all certain they're going to be Kansas City Royals someday, right? Born in the Kansas City area, who is around 3 to 5 years
ability.
Old.
We're all
their
certain
father
just,
is certain that their
easier,
kid
right?
has a really great arm.
But there are certain
arm.
Things that some that you just they just come to you naturally.
Right?
They're just
oh,
easy
he's got
for
a great
you.
Arm. Dude, he can throw,
has anybody
man.
Ever identified a couple of those in your life?
It just comes easy for you.
We're just all certain they're going to be Kansas City Royals someday, right?
Couple? Yes.
We're just this natural ability. We're all certain that they
can just do it easy,
it,
right?
But
just
there are certain
problem,
things
right?
that some
that
you
I
just,
remember
they
when
just
I took I was in middle school and
you.
I took Algebra 1. Has anybody ever identified a couple of those
and
in your
so
life?
Grade,
I'm taking Algebra 1 and I'm in there and I wasn't paying attention
couple?
In class. Has anybody ever done that?
Yes.
And I wasn't paying attention.
The
teacher goes, "All
right,
Steve, what's this?"
Solves that
problem,
right? Problem
on the board.
I remember when
I just looked at it
in middle school and I took Algebra 1.
Seven or
and
whatever
so eighth
the
grade,
answer
I'm
was.
Taking Algebra 1,
seven.
And I'm in there, and I wasn't
like,
paying
well,
attention
you,
in class.
Has
anybody
ever done that?
Because the thing, and you do the
and I wasn't
seven,
paying attention,
right?
And the teacher goes, all
and
right,
she was
Steve,
what's
somebody
this?
Somebody just told me the answer.
She's like, come up here
board.
And write it on the board.
And my brain just,
you
I just
answer.
Looked at
okay,
it.
So I go up there and blah, blah, blah.
It just came easy for me. Math, just
seven
or whatever the answer was. It just makes sense.
To me, anybody else have that?
She's like, "Well, how'd you get that? Is it math? Who is the opposite?
You're
the
like,
thing,
and you do the,
Lord, get the
seven,
math away,
right?"
And she was certain that somebody
wanted
any of them.
The
okay,
she's
right.
like, "Come up here and write it on the board.
So
show me how you got your answer."
There's certain things that are
okay,
just
so
naturally
there,
easy for you.
It just
came
easy
sense,
for me.
And you need to identify
just
those
just
so
simple.
You can flourish
in
them.
It just makes sense.
You can seek
to
those
anybody
opportunities.
Else have that,
what if you're really good at something? You can seek out an opportunity to do
that. Who is the opposite? You're like, Lord, get the math away.
But if you don't know you're really good and you didn't
they're
stop
problems,
and think
and I don't
about
want
you
any of them.
Ministry,
okay, right.
you're just going to be like, well, what's that
so
got to do with preaching?
So there's certain things that
well,
are just naturally easy for you.
Preaching.
It just makes sense, and you need to identify
it's about
those
ministry.
So you can flourish in them.
It's about you
so
showing
you can seek
the
those
love
opportunities.
And the goodness of Jesus
what if you
Christ
you're really
to
good
anybody
at something,
anywhere
you can
by
seek
any
out an
means
opportunity
necessary,
to do
like the Apostle Paul said?
But if you don't know you're really good, you
whatever
stop and think how to use that for ministry,
you're
just going to
be like, well, what's that got to do with preaching? So
some people are born, or
yes, they are born with the skills. This
it's about ministry.
Number two.
Skill
learning happens primarily in
the
classroom.
Showing the love and the goodness of Jesus Christ to anybody, anywhere, by any means necessary.
Like to think that you learn how to do something in a classroom setting where someone stands up here and tells you how to
do
this there, and we all are hopefully wise enough
to
know that that's not always the case. So some of it needs to be on the job.
Yes, they are born with the skills.
Some of it needs to be on the fly.
Number two,
you learn somewhere else, but it applies
here.
Right?
We would like to
you
think that you learn how to do something
people,
in a classroom
you can try
setting
to teach
where
people
someone
how to
stands up here and tells you how to do this
they're
there,
just need to
and we're all
how to
hopefully
do it
wise
real.
Enough to know that that's not
right?
always the case.
So some of those things are just not
some
taught
of it
in
needs
the
to be on the job.
You can't just say, well, Pastor,
some of it needs to be
if you
on the
show
fly.
Us a class on
so
this,
that you learn somewhere else,
it.
But it applies here.
Maybe we could, but
right?
maybe we won't. Maybe
you
can
teach
people. You can try to teach people how to have
relationships.
It's not all done in the
classroom
how to do it.
Discipleship does not happen just.
So some of those things are just not taught in the
classroom.
You can't just say, well, Pastor, if you show us a class on
this,
this
is discipleship,
then I'll start doing it.
Identifying who God's made us to be.
But it doesn't all happen here. A lot of it happens.
Maybe you can
elsewhere. Most of it
happens.
Or begin starting in that process.
Elsewhere. So it's
not
just not
all done in a classroom
setting.
Discipleship does not happen.
Very aware that you have certain abilities.
A classroom.
Just know.
This is certainly no.
This is discipleship.
Positively.
We're identifying who God's made us to be.
But
it doesn't
that you
all
haven't even
happen
tried
here. A lot
yet.
Of it
happens.
Been in proximity to
elsewhere.
Even know
most
about it.
Of it happens.
It blows my mind when we find
elsewhere.
Out of some
so
of these
not just
athletes
in a classroom setting,
that come
right?
from other nations.
Number three,
never,
you
like,
will be very aware that you have
they
certain
were like
abilities.
19 or something.
You'll just like, oh my gosh.
Just certainly
we've
know.
All been trying
Absolutely.
To do this for years, and they just like, oh. And that's not the case. There's some things that you haven't even tried yet. You've never been in proximity to even
know about
it. You
might not be
fully aware of the gifts and abilities that you have.
It blows my mind when we find out some of these athletes that come from other nations that never
played this sport
until they were like 19 or something.
How many of you guys are under 15 in here?
Gosh. We've all been trying to do this for years. And it's just like,
when you're under, there's a lot of things you haven't done yet.
So you might not be fully aware of
right?
gifts
there's a lot of things
abilities
you haven't
that you tried
have.
Manual labor yet. You might
you
be
not
really good
figured that
at
out.
Laying
you may not
tile.
Have experienced something like that. When you're a kid,
but you might not have experienced
guys under 15
that yet.
In here.
You might not have walked into that. You might be a great electrician.
You
might
James.
Be great with a saw.
You
might
under, there's
be
a
great
lot of things
you haven't done yet.
Everybody's like, oh, that's the one.
In life,
right?
But
right?
There's a lot of things
you might be great with,
but
if you haven't
manual labor
yet, you might
be
really good
at laying tile.
So this requires us to be a little bit curious about how God's made
yet.
Us.
You might not have walked into that. You might
be
a great electrician. You might be great with a saw.
You
might be great with a
baseball
bat.
My skills
are
for
work.
It couldn't
be
used for ministry.
You might be great with, but if you haven't ever tried those things, you're not going to be.
And that's where we start missing the point. We start calling things
sacred. So this requires us to be a little bit curious about how God's made us.
We need to realize
need to
God has made us wonderfully,
so
and whatever it is that whatever that,
right?
that's Colossians
number four.
3.
My skills are for
whatever
work and
you find
be used
to
do
ministry.
It for the Lord.
That's what we've been talking about on Wednesday night. Louis Giglio's
and that's where
that
we start missing
week
the point.
Week.
We start calling things sacred and calling
but
other things
whatever
secular.
Your hand finds to do, whatever it is you're doing,
we need to
it's
realize
open
God
up
has made us wonderfully and whatever
so if David's
it is,
doing
the
his
whatever
business,
that's Colossians 3.
And he's doing this for the glory
whatever
of God.
You find
he's
to
like,
do,
yeah, I go to Central,
Lord.
Man. God gave me this a gift to do upholstery.
That's what we've been talking about
at.
On Wednesday night.
And
Louis
then Austin's
been hitting that
putting
home
in a garage
run
door
week
for
week.
Somebody.
Come join us
and they're like,
week. It's good
well, hey,
stuff.
What are you doing there? Oh,
but
I just, you know,
whatever your hand finds to do,
whatever it is you're doing, it's going to open up an opportunity.
So if David's doing his
somebody's hair business,
they never talk.
He's doing this for the glory of God. And he's like, yeah, I go to Central, man.
So she's
cutting
somebody's hair. Yeah,
this
is just something I'm
just
really good at.
I just love doing
it. And then Austin's putting in a garage door for somebody.
I know God gave me this ability.
Hey, what are you doing?
And when somebody happens to
have
got their cherry upholstered
and
their garage door done
and
their hair cut and they're getting the message from God, aren't they?
And they never talk, do you?
Right?
People's hair.
And everywhere
never, right?
we go,
and
wherever
so
God has placed
hair. Yeah,
us, we are in position to reflect and show
this.
His glory.
Your hair looks so good. You're so
there's
good
the
at this.
Things
I know
that
God
made
us
this
good
ability.
At.
And when somebody happens to have
the things
got
that
their cherry upholstered and their garage door done
and
their hair cut,
that's the idea.
They're getting the message from God, aren't they?
Whatever you do can be used for ministry. It's just not
and everywhere we go, wherever God has
thinking.
Placed us, we are in position
okay.
to reflect and show His glory.
Most people only have a few
abilities,
and that's not true.
To the things that we care about, to the things that we have skills
and
talents
we can't stand
in. That's
the
idea.
Who are arrogant and know
to recognize that
and talk about them
whatever
time,
you
right?
do can be used for ministry. It's just
so
not
we
maybe
just
the
need
ministry
to make sure
that
we recognize that we have more than one ability.
Okay?
There's not just one thing
last
you're good
one.
At.
Most people
tell
only have a few abilities,
careers,
and that's just not true.
Once or twice in their adult life
most
in America.
Most of us are pretty shy about our abilities.
And
they'll
then
go from
this line
of work to that line of work, and they'll be discovering who they are
through different seasons of life.
So
I am
we
not
just
nearly
need to make
as
sure that we
recognize that
we have more than one ability.
There's not just one
either.
Thing you're good at. Stats tell us that most people
so
change careers
the seasons of life
once or twice in their adult life in America.
You're going to have more than one ability.
These days.
All right.
So
we'll
those are
some
misconceptions about those things.
Now let's give you guys a second to talk around the table. What are some abilities you have?
As physically agile as I once was, and it wasn't good for
my current vocation, other jobs I've had experience in. Special
so
talents and skills that I have,
seasons of life
I have taught someone
else.
That
there's when you know you've really identified right. something is when
so
you begin teaching
those
somebody
are the,
else.
Those are some misconceptions about
you show
those
somebody else
now.
How
let's
do
give you guys a second to
talk
about
what
you've
table.
Done in some area.
What are
that's
some abilities
you have?
See those questions
that, God's
that are
given
below you there.
To work with there.
My current
and then
vocation,
I feel my most
other
valuable
jobs I've had experience
asset
in.
Is what?
And so talk
special
that
talents
the table.
And skills that
I have
five.
I have taught someone else.
Minutes.
There's when you know you've really identified something is when you begin teaching somebody else. You show somebody else how to do something. Or talk about what you've done in some area. That's when you start realizing that God's given you something to work with there. And then I feel my most valuable personal asset is what? And so talk that out around the table. I'll give you 5 minutes. I'll give you 3 minutes. Ready, set, go.
Pastor Steve invites you to respond to what you've just heard by putting it into action today. Thanks for listening.